it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the sensational Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is the Wednesday of Week 7 as the Eagles are looking to turn things around when they visit Minnesota Sunday in Minneapolis. All right, Merrill, so yesterday the coordinators held their weekly press conferences. Let's start with the coordinator that's probably being talked about the most, and that is offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. What is Petullo noticing about the offense that needs to turn around?
First of all, he seems very, very calm. He is unshaken. He is working as hard as he possibly can. He knows that they lack consistency. That's the big thing. And he knows that there are mistakes being made, but they're different mistakes. It's not the same mistake all along. He's not going to point fingers. It's apparent to a lot of people, however, that injuries on that offensive line are certainly weakening that unit.
Feels like a big theme that he's talking about is not getting behind the sticks.
They're basically in too many third and longs. You like to be in what's called third and manageable, and they're not getting the production out of first down that they have to do to make everything more doable.
They definitely need to be more efficient, and he's been hearing about it, and the fans have been very vocal, of course, on the talk shows and social media and whatnot. This is new for Petullo. He's been their passing game coordinator, which is more of a behind-the-scenes role. This is more of a public role. How is he handling that scrutiny?
He's been fine. He said everything's fine in the building, and he said he understands the other part of it. He said that that's something that he knows goes with the job.
All right, turning to defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. I thought the biggest news from him yesterday, Merrill, was his comments about the cornerback position and how the depth chart lines up for that. What did you take away from that?
Yeah, he pretty much hinted and actually used the name Adoree Jackson. So it seems that if they're in a situation where Quinyon Mitchell is not able to go, and I think coming off of a hamstring injury, it's unlikely that a player is out there the next week. But if he is still out, it appears that Adoree Jackson will get the nod over Keely Ringo to start the game.
That keeps going back and forth because it looked like Keely had the nod over Adoree, but that's the way the NFL goes. Switching to edge now, obviously the Eagles have fewer edge rushers with the sudden and surprising retirement of Za'Darius Smith. How does Vic feel about the depth at edge rusher?
Well, again, he said there are people in the building. He's talking about people in the practice squad who could be called up that he believes are capable of playing. He didn't say definitively that it's going to happen every down, but he knows that he's gotten the Kobe Dean back, who is anxious to get back into that linebacker spot. And top draft choice, Jahad Campbell, played some outside last week, and it wouldn't surprise anybody if Jahad Campbell gets a bigger dose as an edge rusher this week in Minneapolis.
All right, and now turning to special teams coordinator Michael Clay. The special teams, you know, have done very well under Michael Clay, Merrill, but for some reason, Tank Bigsby and the kickoff return team is having trouble handling kickoffs consistently. There's been some muffs here or there. What is Michael's assessment of that?
They just have to work on it, that they know what they have to do. He's not going to go out and point fingers, but the fact of the matter is we know that Tank Bigsby has made a lot of mistakes. And even last week, they used A.J. Dillon on a return, and he fumbled it out of bounds. It was an unforced error. Nobody hit him. He was coming up juggling the ball, and it went out of his hands at the 5-yard line. This kind of thing can't continue. They've got to work and continue to improve that area. As far as punt returns are concerned, it's been Jahan Dotson taking care of those duties, and he's been consistent. He hasn't made any mistakes. He's picked up a few yards here and there, but mostly he's had a lot of fair catches. And there are guys in the building. One is Xavier Gibson, who they picked up earlier, who's a talented return man. And also on the practice squad is Britton Covey, who they picked up after he left the Rams. And Britton Covey led the NFL in punt returns 2 years ago as an Eagle. So he's still out there, and I keep thinking that if they really want a boost, they really want to get that punt return unit going and they need something big, give Britton Covey an opportunity, and I don't think they'll be sorry at all. He's an exciting player.
I know you've always been a big fan of Britton Covey, and I know that Coach Clay has always done a pretty good job with the Eagles special team, so I'm pretty confident that he can find some sort of solution to get those issues turned around. And I'll close with this, Merrill, as we're getting closer to that Week 7 matchup between the Eagles and the Vikings. This has been one of the strangest NFL seasons I can remember, because Monday night, the Commanders lose on a walk-off field goal to the Bears, so the Eagles are still in first place in the division. And the Bills, who were also 4-0, like the Eagles, have lost two in a row, like the Eagles. The teams with the best record in the sport are the Colts at 5-1 and the Bucks at 5-1. And we've seen the Bucks, and we know that they are beatable based on how the Eagles played them. Merrill, I agree with you. I don't think there's any clear cut in a way favorite right now for the Super Bowl 6 weeks into the season.
Yeah, going into Week 7, usually you have a pretty good idea of who the top five or six teams are. Not this year. Everybody seems to be good 1 week and disappear the next. For a while, everybody was saying Buffalo, they are the best team in football. Well, as you pointed out, they have now lost two straight games, including one to New England and one the other night when they were beaten by Atlanta. So the Bills have their problems. Everybody does. Tampa Bay, they're playing great, but don't forget the Eagles beat them and beat them in Tampa Bay. Kansas City was at 1-2-3. They looked very good against the good Detroit Lions team on Sunday night. But again, will it continue? We'll have to wait and see.
And I'm just curious, Merrill, because I know that you've brought this up a bunch of times before. Are you past the point of the first four games are kind of like preseason game type of thing now that we're going into a Week 7 matchup between the Eagles and Vikings? Are you past that whole, this is kind of like the preseason type of thing?
I was past that at the end of September. I say that about the September games, but these are the games where you're supposed to be ready. Yeah. But again, in the case of the Eagles, there are some key injuries that are playing a big role in their problems. One guy they definitely need back for this Sunday's game in Minnesota is Jalen Carter. Regardless of which quarterback the Vikings start, the Eagles really need Jalen Carter out there to bring the house. They need the threat on every single down of what Jalen Carter can do to a quarterback.
He definitely makes a difference, and it's definitely noticeable when he's not there. Merrill, always appreciate the time. Look forward to chatting again tomorrow. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.